This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. It's the name of the show for a very simple reason. We love to know what's on your mind. Makes our day go. 800-228-0550. Ought to be in your speed dial. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. In addition to making you think about some awesome Mandan-made bacon at Cloverdale, it's your ticket to let us know what's on your mind. Right here from the studios of 550K Fire, where Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is hanging out today. To the Bismarck Event Center, where we're in the lobby of the exhibit hall for the K-Fire Agri International, day one today, day two tomorrow. Love to see you here. We have free MyPillows. A MyPillow is yours free for one very simple gesture. Getting behind the microphone and telling us a little bit about where you're from, your town, what you like about what's on your mind, any of the stations we broadcast on, which include, of course, in addition to K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, Stanley, Watford City in Williston, as well as KLTC in Dickinson. Brent Bolgar is going to be here this hour. We're going to talk about North Dakota's budget situation and what that means for oil and gas producing counties. Brent was very instrumental in making the case for a mutually beneficial deal in the last legislative session that takes care of the counties that are most impacted by oil and gas development. And obviously the amount of revenue coming in now with the price of oil has changed things considerably. So we'll talk a little bit about what now, what we do going forward. Daryl Lease will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, new president, fairly new, in that spot a couple of months. We'll find out how that's going. Talk some ag issues today. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome as well. Calvin's on Williston, wanted to weigh in before we go to Brand. Hey, Calvin, what's on your mind?
Daryl Lease will be here at the bottom of the hour. He is the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, new president.
So why don't we, Manny asked Calvin if he could turn his radio down. And the conversation will go just a little bit easier when we get to Calvin there, if we can get that figured out.
No MyPillow for Calvin.
He doesn't get a MyPillow, no. You have to be at the KFAR Agri International show anyway.
Yeah.
The, We are brought to you in part today by Polar Service Center, North America's number one tank trailer manufacturer. And if you need a tank trailer part, there's simply no part they don't have. They'll deliver it to you. Bismarck, Minot, all throughout the Bakken. They have locations in Williston, near Love's Truck Stop and Peterbilt there, east of Williston. And they're also in Kildare. But they also now are looking for some tank trailer mechanics and service techs. If you are a tank trailer technician, you have 5 years of experience, and maybe you're from the Sacramento area, the Portland area, or want to get back to that area, or want to move there, up to $32 per hour is what you could make working for the good folks at Polar Service Center. That's right. So they're looking for just good, experienced tank trailer mechanics and service technicians, 5 years of experience, and the 401K and the benefits and the pay are just incredible. Call Terry to find out more details at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Okay, it's Alvin in Williston. Hey, Alvin, what's on your mind?
Well, yes, I was wanting to talk about Chris Christie touting the benefits of being a governor over being a senator. And I just wondered if he knew that Abe Lincoln was a senator. If maybe if he could have been a governor, he would have been a better president. And also John F. Kennedy was a senator and not a governor. And we have plenty of examples of senators who made very good presidents and also plenty of governors that made poor presidents. So I think that was a very poor argument for him to make, and I'll leave it with that.
All right, interesting point. Who do you like in this race right now, Alvin? Have you got a horse?
Well, I like Ted Cruz.
You know, there hasn't been much talk of Ted Cruz in New Hampshire. Have you noticed that? I mean, for a guy that shocked everybody
and
wins in Iowa, he's kind of fallen off the radar a little bit. I guess he wasn't expected to do all that well out there. But, I mean, even the debate, hardly a peep. Kind of interesting. We'll see what happens tonight. South Carolina will be a sweet spot for him, no doubt about that, right behind this. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Alvin, appreciate the call. Great insight. And, you know, I generally would say I like the idea of a governor as a chief executive, because governors have been chief executives, and they have to make decisions. But I think you're right. You can have good and bad with those same skill sets. I'm definitely with you there. You need leadership. You need vision. You need, in this day and age, a way to inspire people and bring them your way, too. That's a very important part of this. Thanks, Alvin. Very nice of you to call and to join us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. All right, Brent Bogars here from the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. Brent, how you doing?
Doing good, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. So just give me your 30,000-foot view as to where we sit right now. As I mentioned earlier, obviously, you were instrumental in making the case on behalf of oil and gas-producing counties. You got to go on the radio to get those, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you can look at them, sure. Yeah. Somebody's trying to kite one of my pillows while we're doing it. Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, we'll put them on the radio. Anybody wants to come on the radio, then we'll do it up. Sorry, Brent, that didn't pertain to anything. You're just having an inside baseball conversation. It reminds me, though, we do have a bushel full of my pillows here, and they're really good. And all we require is that you come chat with us on the air. So during the break, we line up different people to chat on the air. So back to the big picture, Brent. Instrumental in making the case, laying out a pretty good budget. Everything's changed. Now what?
Yeah, everything has changed, as the headlines have all told us. The state's looking at revised revenue now and forecasts with the oil prices, and not just oil prices. Obviously, sales tax, income tax, really all the revenue streams are trending downward a little bit. And so it's going to mean, as we know from the headlines, some budgetary cuts for departments. It also means less revenue going out through all the funds. Specifically for the group that I've worked with is the growth production tax, oil revenue that would be shared with the cities and counties and school districts that are impacted by the oil development. They're not going to receive the same amount that they were counting on when the session ended. One of the things that with the way that that's set up, it is a formula. It's a percentage. So if price goes down, they don't receive as much money. It's not a fixed type of allocation or appropriation to these communities. And so when oil prices go down, the revenue that they're going to receive goes down. And so right now, all of those entities, they're looking at how they have to sharpen their pencil. Maybe they're having to hold off on a few projects. Re-looking at their budgets and determining what they can hold off on, because they're not going to have the revenue there to for that infrastructure. Maybe it's a little bit of a hiring freeze or pause of not filling some positions that are vacant right now to save a little bit of money. But everyone's from the local boards, city councils and commissions, to counties, school boards, all the way up to the state agencies, everyone's having to sharpen the pencil a little bit and figure out where they can come up with some savings to ride this out.
And how much of your focus in the case of the oil and gas producing counties is the current situation versus what do we go to the legislature, you know, looking forward to ask for?
Right now, it really is just trying to, what I'm doing is working with a number of the people within the oil and gas producing counties and helping them look at the numbers, see what they can do. And so currently my time is being spent, you know, dealing with the present, you know, that, and at the same time with an eye towards the future as to what do we need to do in this upcoming session long term. And I think that's part of what our mission is and our goal is that we look at this as a long term. I think that you know, while everything was trending upwards, it was very easy to just see everything going up, and it's always going to be rosy, and so we'll just deal with it as it comes. And I think it's time now that not just for the oil and gas counties, but for the state, really to start taking a longer-term view of its economy and of its budgeting and of its spending, instead of looking at things in just two-year cycles. Look at what does this mean 5 years, 10 years down the road when we set this type of a policy at the legislature and for the oil and gas county and cities. That's what we would like to see, because it helps us to plan more accordingly. If we know that we have something that's going to be there for 10 years, let's say, then we can, the communities out here can plan accordingly for infrastructure, because they know that they've got that tax revenue from the oil production that is, you know, again, that tax revenue is produced in these counties, but they don't receive any of property tax or anything to offset those impacts. And so it all goes to the state. We're just trying to get some of that back here to Western North Dakota, where those impacts are felt. But we need to see that and know that that's a long-term picture that the state has.
Hold tight if you would, Brent.
That revenue back.
More on this after a short timeout with Brent Bogar from the Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties. Keep this conversation going. Your questions welcome when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back at the K-Fire Agri International 39th annual K-Fire Agri International at the Bismarck Event Center goes today and tomorrow. So come on in till 6 today, tomorrow 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. One of our fine listeners stopped by for a shot at a free pillow. What's your name?
Brent.
How are you, Brent?
I'm doing well, and a shout out to Todd, which is here.
Yeah, he's...
Hey, how's it going?
Now, Brent just told me that he checked out one of our other fine sponsors. That, of course, would be...
The Apache Sprayer.
Yeah, the High Plains Apache.
Yeah.
What do you think of the Apache Sprayers there, were you?
It's huge. I would love to get in one of those.
Thinking you want to take one home?
That would be awesome. I don't know where... It wouldn't fit in my garage, but...
Now, that's, you're a good listener. If you're listening to the commercials,
you heard
our fine sponsors and check them out at the show. And make sure you tell when you stop by, say, heard you.
Yeah.
Scott and Todd.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I love it.
Yeah.
So do you listen to the program a lot?
Oh, all the time. And I call in, and I'm one of the texters.
You're a regular texter?
Yeah.
Good.
He is a regular texter, yes. Absolutely.
We like those texts. 701-226-8503. Okay, we have a MyPillow for you, okay?
Oh, that's awesome.
So white are the small and medium, green are the large and XL, and blue are the double XL and triple XL, okay? You take your pick, and here is a little... guide on the pillow, and also a $10 gift card.
Oh, so awesome.
If you want to, like, buy more things.
It's a pillow so good it needs an owner's manual.
All right. Does that work?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good to see you.
It's good seeing you, Scott.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate you coming by, and glad you stopped by the High Plains Apache booth here at the K-Fire Agri International as well. If you haven't yet, folks, come on by and see it. Only spray with a standard 5-year warranty. Best fuel efficiency in the biz. Less compaction on your ground, lightest footprint in the industry, has that mechanical drive system, results in a more rugged machine, makes the Apache sprayer easier to maintain. Models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons with booms up to 132 feet. Some new sprayers going out, too. They're in Mandan, across from Bonanza. They're also in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60 off I-29. Or online to highplainsapache.com. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. Perfect. 22 past the hour. 10:22. And we are chatting with Brent Bogar from the Association of Oil and Gas Counties in North Dakota. Talking a little bit about the current budget situation. So before the break, you're making a pretty good point here about maybe it's time to get out of budgeting, you know, biennium every 2 years with the legislative session. Clearly, there are a lot of fingers being pointed at the forecast, and specifically at Moody's, from the current situation. How would you improve that situation if you were to go more long-term like you're talking, Brent?
Well, the problem with the forecast is just that. It's a forecast. I mean, whether it's the revenue forecast for the state or the weather forecast, you know, there's so many variables to it. I mean, we all look at we get the 7 and 10 day weather forecast, and how many times is that actually accurate? You know, we've got to just look at it and be cautious with whatever we get for forecasting when it comes to revenue numbers, especially for a state like North Dakota, where our economy is truly a commodity-driven economy as a state. Oil, obviously, has gotten a lot of the headlines, but, I mean, you're there at the KFYR Ag Expo there, Scott. Ag has been the linchpin to the North Dakota economy for generations, and it still is a driving force in our economy and will be. And all of those things are commodity driven, and commodities now are a global market. And so we don't control those aspects of the revenue necessarily. We don't get to set the prices. We don't have, as much as we have increased oil production in the state, we're not a swing producer to completely move the needle on what the international price of oil is. And so we've got to be cautious with that. And when I talk about looking long term for budgeting, I'm not saying that we've got to look and say, hey, I think we're going to get this much revenue, you know, 5 years from now, and this is where we're going to be. But it's more of a long-term financial plan of saying we need to make investments in infrastructure. And how do we fund that long-term? And don't commit all of the revenue that the state has or is thinking that it's going to do. Don't commit all of that. Otherwise, you can wind up like a California and have significant debt as a state. But it is looking at it and saying, you know, maybe we can use a little bit of the revenue streams and pay for some of this infrastructure, looking at the long term, and apply some of that revenue to pay that infrastructure over time. I mean, even just the cost of construction, we can save money by paying for some of that today with, you know, I look at what the cities and counties out here have had to do. It's a lot of debt to fund that infrastructure. But with interest rates where they are right now, it's a manageable debt payment. And you can get that today because inflationary, we're looking at a roughly, what, 2% inflation rate over the last couple of years, if that, nationally. But yet construction has gone up exponentially. If I can pay $100 today for something, 5 years from now or 10 years from now when I might have cash on, have $100 in the bank, that project now costs $170. And so now I've got to delay it longer and longer. And so we've got to start looking long-term and making these investments and improving our infrastructure, because by improving our infrastructure, we improve our communities, which gives us opportunity for continued economic growth and diversification in our economy when we have that infrastructure, whether that's water, sewer, or transportation infrastructure. We can start to improve our economy, diversify our economy so that it isn't all just commodity-based.
Yeah, you make a great argument. I wonder how tough an argument that will be in this environment. I mean, it shouldn't be, because quite honestly, if you look at the long-term, you know, forecast, if you look at, you know, where people think this is going, you know, obviously the price of oil is a challenge right now, but as supply inches closer to demand, you're going to have, obviously, that price inch back up, and who knows when it's going to come back up, but it will. But to start and stop all this development that is so necessary is not a good thing. If you know long-term this is all going to be, or it's just a matter of how it's going to play out, what you just laid out is a better way to do it. Do you think it'll be a tough sell, though?
It's always going to be a tough sell, you know, because part of it is we have a history in this state of not wanting to commit future legislators to expending dollars and tying their hands, and actually constitutionally there are some limitations as to how that can be done. But I think at the same time, if we want to set the state up for continued prosperity, we have to start looking beyond a two-year cycle and looking 5, 10, 15, even 20 years into the future and trying to see where the state wants to go. You know, I mean, I always try to simplify it and say, look, as an individual, as a person, I've got a 10-year financial plan in my household. I would expect that a government that is dealing with billions of dollars would be looking a little bit more than just over the next 2 years. I mean, my income is nowhere close to what the state just wish it was, but it's not. But I try to plan, and I make purchases, and I make decisions, whether it's buying a house, buying a vehicle, saving for my daughter's college. That's all long-term vision planning, and we need to do the same. And the reality, the state has done some of that to their credit, and the voters have put that in, like the legacy fund. That gives us that long-term savings, but at the same time, savings is one thing, planning for expenditures is another. And I think
all good points.
Discussion.
Brett, appreciate the time. Good insights and analysis. We'll continue to follow this closely. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey friends, Steve Ostrom here. If you're looking for a great team activity or a way to have fun with your coworkers, I'd like to invite you to join us on a first-class bus trip to watch the Minnesota Wild. Maybe you're the coach of a youth team, maybe you manage a team or own a business. This will be a great team-building event. Maybe a thank you to some employees who are working hard for you and that you'll need to shine in 2016. We're making it easy. A top-of-the-line tour bus is going to take us down in the morning, back home in the evening, one day down and back. No parking worries, no driving, thanks to Dave Noah, Remax Legacy Realty. And we've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end of the Wild shootout twice. Several former UND players will be on the ice for both the Wild and the Florida Panthers. It's Sunday, February 28th, and it's only $229 a person. But we only have a few tickets. Email Marie at blagfamily.com or call her at 855-217-76 and hit extension 3 to sign up. That's Marie at blagfamily.com or call 855-217-76 and hit extension 3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is one of our fine sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. And we encourage our listeners to be part of their effort for affordable, reliable electricity. A little sad that we have to sit here and tell you that you have to do something to have affordable and reliable energy, but your federal government's at work trying to tear down coal right now, and they're in one heck of a battle. So we have a great, robust lignite industry in this state, and they would have, you know, power plants closed and the electrical grid be a lot less reliable and your electricity go up, and you know what? They'd be happy. They being, you know, the green agenda types that populate the EPA and the federal government. Now, don't forget, they once bragged about needing to necessarily skyrocket electricity rates. So this is what happens. But if you go to Secure Energy Future, you first of all could tell the EPA that, you know, no thanks, no how. You oppose this clean power plan. You sign a petition that goes to every elected leader in your that serves you in your particular zip code. And it also will tell you how much you pay, what you can do to take action, find out about the latest news, learn about the clean power plan, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check that out. We're at the K-Fire Agri International today. Got a couple of folks here waiting to chat about the show. What's your name, sir?
Mitch Dix.
How are you, Mitch?
Oh, good.
Where are you from?
Oh, down by Lemon.
How's things in Lemon?
Pretty slow.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's going on down there?
Just waiting for farming and calving.
Is that right? So you come to the show, is this an annual trip for you?
I haven't been here for a couple of years, no.
Is that right? Are you kicking tires on anything on you?
Probably.
Oh, yeah. Find a bargain or two, right?
Yeah, doubt it.
And you were listening all the way up, I understand.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a MyPillow for you. You up for that?
Sure thing.
Yeah, so here's the MyPillow. You take your pick, and this little gift card. I'll get you $10 off your next order from MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Just remember to use that promo code Scott, okay?
Well, thanks, Scott.
That'll get you a good deal. And then if you look for the stickers here, the green are the big ones, the blue are the medium, and the white are kind of in the middle.
Probably a blue.
Size-wise, yeah. So find yourself a blue and go to town. Good to
Thank
meet you.
You.
Yes.
Same here.
Appreciate that. Here's another gentleman. What's your name?
Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, where are you from?
New Salem.
New Salem, North Dakota.
I got the world's largest Holstein cow.
I got a friend Sue up there.
Hey.
New Salem, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you an Air Force vet?
Nope. My son was.
He was, huh?
Yep.
God bless him.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And what do you do in New Salem?
Ranch and farm.
Heck of a deal. How's things, how'd last year go?
Oh, real good. Really, prices aren't worth a hoot now, but they went good.
Yeah, no kidding. Like to see those cattle prices come back a little bit.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, all the prices could come north a little, couldn't they?
Everything, yep.
Yeah, exactly right. Do you listen to What's on Your Mind?
All the time.
What do you like about the show?
Lots of information.
Is that right?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Thanks for stopping by. Grab yourself a pillow and enjoy, okay?
All right, thank you.
Here, let me give you a little gift card here, too, okay? This will get you the $10 off if you want to buy another one for the missus. Okay. All right? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Always fun to see our fine listeners stopping by here at the K-Fire Agri International Show. Let's talk a little farming, a little ranching. Our friend Daryl East, who's the new president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hello, Daryl.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Nice to see you.
You too.
Kind of fun to be at the Ag Show, huh?
Yeah, it's we've had some beautiful weather and got a great show the way it looks. I just got in here myself and walked through a few the aisles on the way in, and good selection of folks to come visit with if you're coming out to the Ag Show this week.
Darn right. So how's things going as the new prince?
You know, fast and furious. It's been a good 3 months so far, and looking forward to the future, and we've had a lot of good positive meetings and with folks, even with folks that maybe don't agree with us on wholly on things, but have had some good sit-downs with a lot of different elected leaders and leaders of throughout the industry. So it's been a pretty fast-paced 3 months so far.
As president, will you zero in on a couple of key priorities?
Well, you know, we're always developing those priorities. You know, as we start coming in next fall and winter into the legislative season, our members will prioritize some issues for us next fall. You know, of course, we've got some priorities now out there, and they're the same ones we have year in and year out. You know, private property rights, our individual liberties and freedoms, and those kind of things that are kind of the ongoing things. But we're starting to look into, what's possibly coming in the next legislative session, and trying to have those discussions with the folks that are appropriate on each subject. So
it'll be a very different legislative session, won't it?
It's going to be a very different one. It's some of the veterans in the legislature have been there before, but there's a lot of new legislators there that this is going to be the first time they're going to have to really make some hard choices.
And, you know, I've heard many a belly aching at sessions where there was a lot of money to spend to say, you know what, it's just there's no hope, sort of runaway. I mean, folks, especially like the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that are trying to tighten the belt a little bit, sort of walk the halls and shake your head, thinking there's no hope here. There's just too much money to spend, and everybody wants to spend it a million different ways, right?
And we totally get it. It's harder to say no when you've got big budget, projections out there. But them are the times where it's important still to really scrutinize and keep check on the budget, because things like this happen. Inevitably, we're going to see downturns. You know, we're kind of in the perfect storm, if you will, right now. We got the energy downturn, but more importantly, in North Dakota, we've got an ag economy downturn and some challenges going forward there. Now, ag folks are resilient. We've proven that throughout history that, you know, they're very resilient, very resourceful, creative people. They're going to make it through it. They're going to be fine. But when you have these things happen, they tighten their belts. Well, when they tighten their belts, sales tax gets tightened, the income tax gets tightened, and so the state has to really tighten their belt. And we'd like to see a little bit better care in those years where we have a lot of money. And they did fine, we maybe disagreed a little bit, but they did have some funds set aside to address an issue like this, but maybe it got a little further than what they were projecting.
I had a call earlier that I said I would ask you about, and was someone sort of talking a little bit about what you're mentioning here in the way of a perfect storm, prices down, costs up, and then a flat-out regulatory war, EPA, OSHA, whoever coming at you from all kinds of different ways, waters
sure.
of the U.S., and all the different things that are there. His point was, do you have enough clout to survive this? Because there's not that many farmers and not that many folks that are ag-affiliated. I mean, North Dakota, I would argue everybody's ag-affiliated, but I take his point, not necessarily on the farm or in that sense. Too many people think bacon comes from the store shelves, right? Is that a concern? I mean, given the fact that you do have a price storm and you also have a regulatory war and not enough folks to fight alongside you?
And that's what's, really unique about the Farm Bureau. We don't just have farm members. We've got members that are, that whether they be teachers or bankers or professionals, medical professionals, whatever it may be, that are members of our organization. And I guess where I see our organization being of value to everybody is we kind of have that message of seed to supper. You hear the fork to table type thing, or the farm to fork thing or that. We kind of want to be the seed to supper. Everyone fits that category. And so I think we can share that vision. We keep track of, you know, regulations that affect not just farmers, but they affect small businesses. I mean, small businesses line up with our values very well of that, you know, lower regulation. And we were going to try and attract more of those people to be with us. And we've got a bunch of those people with us. So that to have that clout, yeah, to answer that question directly, yeah, we've got the clout and the relevance to do that. Now, are we going to stop trying to get more people to be with us? Absolutely not. We're going to aggressively go out there and show our value to every citizen of North Dakota.
Is it tougher now than ever?
You know, it becomes easier in these down times, Scott, to be honest with you. People get more engaged. They get more activated because things aren't, they've got to make some choices. They've got to really watch every regulation for what it's costing them, every penny that's being spent that's costing them. So it actually gets easier to bring those people together and create that rally out there and promote what we stand for.
So your advice to folks would be to get engaged and pay attention and come alongside?
Absolutely. You know, it's by not being engaged, we aren't going to make things better in our state or our country. If it's run by those that show up, you know. And we need everybody showing up, and we need everyone out there that believes in our country, that we're the best country, because we still are the best country in the world. We have our issues, but that's part of our freedom also here is to address those issues. I think we have the best state in the union, but the only way we're going to preserve that is by people getting engaged and being active in the political process. And that doesn't mean you got to go out and stump for a candidate. You just have to get involved and voice your concerns, just like you were saying earlier. You sign those petitions, get to the meetings, send the letters, make the phone calls.
Got to do it.
Got to do it.
Sound like a broken record sometimes when we talk about it, but it's extremely important, and every single voice matters in it. There's no doubt about it. We're chatting with Darrell Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau today on What's on Your Mind, live at the K-Fire Radio Agri International Bismarck Event Center. Be here today and tomorrow. Election, Measure 5 consumed a lot of oxygen. North Dakota Farm Bureau really led that fight against it. It was obviously defeated overwhelmingly. Is it over, or you expect to have to fight a similar battle in months and years to come?
You know, Scott, I think it's one of those things that we need to be very vigilant of. But I think there's this sense of thought out there that conservation and agriculture are a separate thing, and they're not. The original conservationists are the ag folks, the farmers out there, and they care about their land. They do things that are going to keep the land productive for themselves, productive for their kids, their grandkids. We've got farms that are multi-generational, fourth, fifth, sixth generation, seventh generation going on in this state, and they didn't get that way by not caring for the resources.
No kidding.
So we need to get that understanding that it's one and the same, that we don't need to have this battle, but we also don't need the overreach of a national regulation or a national organization telling us what to do in our state. We need to direct that conversation from within our own borders here of how we're going to handle things here, how our tax money is going to be spent, and the priorities we have as North Dakotans for North Dakota.
Have we settled it? Is it solved? Or do you expect to just continue to need to continue to fight that?
You know, I don't think it's so much a fight anymore. I think there is some big steps of getting the wildlife conservation folks to the same table as the ag folks last fall that Congressman Kramer helped lead and come to some understandings and got them around the table and are having them conversations instead of them having their conversation and us having ours and wondering what the other one's going to come and do. We need to find where we can work together, where agriculture and the quote-unquote conservation can survive together. It survived for decades already together.
Right.
We just need to promote to the North Dakota people that we are good stewards and that we want them with us.
If it's North Dakotans having that conversation, I like your chances, but if it's some of the nationals that are directing the rules, different story. More coming up with Darrell. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
USA. The good folks that are helping America feel better, giving you a choice at the pump when you fill up. Find them in Mandan at Bismarck and points all the way east. You can find them, Grafton. Find them Bemidji and, of course, Castleton and Valley City. Wahpeton and Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead. On and over to Dilworth as well. So lots of locations of PetroServe USA helping America feel better. Have that great 4 for 4 deal. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. All right, a couple more listeners have stopped by to say hi. A little shout-out, a little MyPillow shout-out. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Carol Schumacher from Monocan.
How are you, Carol?
I am good.
Just down the road here at Monocan, huh?
Right, yeah. 10 miles east on Highway 10.
Yeah.
Yep, I woke up with a wrenched neck.
Did you?
So I thought, okay, you advertised for the pillows.
Yes.
And I thought, if luck is with me, I will stop and talk to you and win one.
How about that? You're going to win one right now.
Right.
Yes, just because you were listening at that very moment.
Yes, yes,
now,
absolutely.
What's the lesson in this? Listen a lot.
Absolutely. I listen to you guys every day.
Do you?
And the topic that I love the absolute most is Trooper Talk.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, we do.
I've learned so many things. And that and the political stuff, too. I have learned stuff there.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much.
And Monocan is known for, we have a fall dinner. It's St. Hildegard's Catholic Church, the first Sunday after Labor Day.
All right, I'm marking that on my calendar.
Oh, you better.
Good food?
Homemade pies.
Oh, boy, you had me a pie.
I know, because you love pies.
I do love pies.
Yes.
Yeah. Todd does, too. Well, take a pick of pillows there, okay?
Okay.
And also, we have a little, this is a $10 off for any other purchase. And then, depending on what size you want, so the green sticker, the big one, the blue in the middle, and then the white or the smaller. So the white small. It looks like there's a couple smalls left. There's a big one. There's a medium. So you got a medium.
I will take that.
Yeah, you're ready. You're good to go. What's your name, sir?
Hey, I'm Dave.
How are you, Dave?
I'm good.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bismarck.
Are you really?
I just want to let you know I've been listening to KFYR since the mid-1960s.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Started on a little transistor radio. And every morning at 7, the alarm goes off, and there's Phil and Mark. And then I usually stick around and hear some of your show, too.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice of you. So you're like a constant companion with 550 KFYR over the years.
Yes, I am.
That's beautiful.
So it would have been 5 years before Al Gustin.
Yeah, how about
Holy
that?
Holy cow.
Before I was born. 1960, you said, right?
That's right.
There you go. All right, so there's the $10 card, and do take your pick, okay?
All righty.
All right, one more gentleman here. Come on in here. What's your name?
My name's Brian.
Where are you from, Brian?
I'm from Bismarck.
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
What are you doing in Bismarck?
I work at the hospital at Sanford.
Fantastic.
Yep. Got the day off, so I thought I'd spend it with you guys. I usually listen to Rush, and I listen to you guys before that. And I do go to the chiropractor as well, so whenever I hear the MyPillow, I know around Christmas time I thought, oh, I got to hurry up and do it before the offer ends, and I never got around to it. So anyways, I heard you on the radio. I thought, well.
You got your freebie now.
I got my freebie. I like it. Now I can get them for all the other rooms, right?
You're exactly right. There's a $10 off card for that, and then you grab one. They're on us, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Appreciate you doing what you do. That's awesome. Great listeners of What's On Your Mind joining us here in at the KFAR Agri International. A couple minutes left with our guest, Darrell Lease, from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. What else do you want our listeners to know about the Farm Bureau and about the road ahead, Darrell?
Well, you know, I mean, the Farm Bureau has got deep roots in North Dakota going back to 1942 when we were established. And, of course, our main purpose is to advocate for agriculture. But, you know, that's expanded over the years to include all such policies, like I mentioned earlier, whether it be tax policy that affects everybody, education policy, private property rights, you know, just the list goes on and on and on of our ability to advocate on behalf of just North Dakota people in general. And so, I mean, encourage everyone to join us, you know, become a part of us. We don't just advocate for agriculture. That's our priority. That's our roots. But it's also our roots in North Dakota is the agrarian way. So I think that we can offer a little bit of something for everybody out there and just check us out. And if you like our philosophical beliefs and principles of private property, independence, self-reliance, you know, we're the organization to come to for those kind of things and advocate on behalf of those.
NDFB.org, by the way, the website. How about the next, what do you expect in 2016 for agriculture the rest of the year?
You know, it's. I think we're going to see those, you know, those prices kind of laying level there and some volatility there. I don't think we're going to see some big jumps. I don't think we're going to see a lot of big reductions in price when you talk to a lot of economists out there. But there's going to be some, you know, some belt tightening going on out in the ag communities and which makes it more tough on the smaller communities, obviously. If a farmer has money in his pocket, he's very good to his community. He spends a lot of money in his community. The one thing about a farmer is even when they reduce the amount of money in their pocket, they still take good care of their communities, and they're involved locally. They spend locally. They support charities locally. And so I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of that still go on, but you're going to see some belt tightening by ag folks out there and some adjustments, which, you know, this tide has come and gone before, and those adjustments have had to be made.
Well, you know, these are challenging times, certainly if you look at the state budget picture, but obviously, you know, we're still blessed to be where we are.
Absolutely.
And have the amount of resources we do, and the future looks very, very bright. I think this is a good wake-up call for everybody.
Well, it is, Scott, and, you know, we had 5, 6, 7 years in North Dakota of,
quite a run.
You know, flying bliss, basically, when it comes to the economy.
That's for sure. So that couldn't last forever, and a good reset going forward, and certainly the Farm Bureau will be right in the middle of that. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate the time today.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to catch up with the new president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, our guest Daryl Lease on the program. We are out of time. We'll be back here tomorrow. We won't have many My Pillows tomorrow, but I'll save one for tomorrow. How about that? God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.